following program, Cab Radio, may contain scenes of nudity, sexually suggestive scenes, and coarse language. Listener discretion is advised.
There is a man so hilarious. People have called him hilarious.
That's hilarious!
He's a man so groundbreaking that some have ventured to say he's the next big thing.
Yeah, he's big.
And recently he was voted third best in the Georgia Straits Best Late Night Radio DJ category. Congratulations, Teddy Smooth. You are third best.
So to you, the listener, if you're looking for first or even second-rate entertainment, you have come to the wrong place. But if you have come for third-rate entertainment, you are exactly where you are supposed to be. CITR 101.9 FM. Teddy Smooth and E-Rock presents Cab Radio.
I got two words for you. Pussy Avalanche. Pussy.
Gentlemen, coming to you live from the CITR 101.9 FM studios, it's Cab Radio! Tonight, Teddy welcomes to the show from Paul Anthony's Talent Time, Paul Anthony! With musical guest, Wintermitts! As always, upcoming events, I'm Eric Carberry, and now, here's Teddy!
Oh, thank you very much, please. Oh, no, you're too kind. Thank you. Thank you. Have a seat. Oh, okay, just a little bit more. Thank you very much. Oh, louder. Wow. Really, really too kind tonight. Thank you very much. Wow. Welcome to the show, everybody. First off, I'd like to say that me and E-Rock are all right. We did kill each other last week, but we...
mended our sores.
E-Rock's girlfriend and my roommate took us to a healing woman. And relived our souls, not relived, re-energized, and put them back in our bodies. And we're okay this week.
I know many people call that an orgy.
Yeah, it was a soul orgy. Mm. And we're back. So, you know, no, don't worry too much. We're back here in studio, and we're excited to be bringing tonight's episode to you. Tonight's, as E-Rock mentioned, is a fun show. Wintermitts, which E-Rock didn't mention in the... in the intro there, is they're actually going to be coming in and doing an acoustic live set, which is going to be cool. There's a couple members. Not all the members are here, but we have Lise, Tina, and Swan. Swan's going to be playing some Glockenspiel, and we have some accordion and some singing. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Paul Anthony's Talent Time. Tomorrow, his show is at the Biltmore. It's the first Wednesday of every month at the Biltmore, and tomorrow is his Halloween show. So, Halloween, E-Rock, like you said, is not just one day anymore. It's like birthdays these days.
It is.
It's a whole week of celebration, because there was all those parties up until, so we're just going to have a little bit more. Mm. So, we have a leftover ghost story as well we're going to play tonight.
That's right. What's it called?
It's called Thomas the Happy Skeleton.
Yes.
It's not the scariest, but not just because it's on Halloween doesn't mean that it needs to be scary, but it's a nice tale. And also, the sex show starts on Thursday.
Bounch, kabow.
Have you been to the sex show?
I haven't been to the sex show, no.
You know, I'm always a little disappointed. I guess I should know. It's called the Taboo Naughty But Nice Sex Show. So it's a sex show, but like you go into the dungeon room and it's like blow up. Blow up gargoyles instead of like, so it's not quite
with like penises and people or vaginas.
People are getting tied up, but it's just, you know, you envision such grotesque gargoyles, and then there's these little like blow up gargoyles that are like, hey guys, welcome to the dungeon. I don't know, it's not exactly my idea of a dungeon, but the squirter table is good.
The squirter table?
Yeah, there's videos on how to teach your girlfriend or teach yourself how to squirt.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's a lot of fun.
I want to learn.
It is an interesting video.
Can we do a show where we get a professional on here to teach us how...
I don't think we can.
What? What do you mean?
It's a female thing.
Well, she could teach us how to...
Right.
Help a female get to that point.
Yes, of course. Yes.
Because I'd be very...
She could demonstrate.
Yes.
We could definitely work on that for a future show.
Okay, so if there's anybody out there... Get in touch with us.
Cab Radio. 604
UBC.
Oh, you want him the phone.
Well, phone or, you know, email us. However, I'm excited about this.
604-822-2487 is the number if you're out there. We also would love you if you emailed us at cabradio@gmail.com. That's cabradio@gmail.com.
Not just for that. For any show.
Show ideas. Maybe you want to get involved somehow. Maybe come on. We do have our You Pick the Playlist coming up as well. We have this one booked, but if you're interested in coming on and playing DJ for a night, we do that as well. Mm. We also have some free tickets tonight.
To the wall?
To the wall, but it's like, yes, the movie. There's going to be Pink Floyd's The Wall, plus another Pink Floyd movie. I forget what the other one is, but I'll look it up a little bit later. And that's going to be Friday at midnight, or 11:55. Friday at 11:55 at the Rio Theater. So we have some free tickets to give away for that, because the stage production of The Wall... was some of the members were here last week.
That starts this Thursday?
Yeah, starts this Thursday. So that's exciting. All live performances. So if you don't have your tickets for that, there's exciting news as
now,
well.
Are they playing this movie behind while the show's going on?
No. It's totally separate. Okay. It's just to be clear, they are going to use visuals. They have Technomorph, a.k.a. DJ K-Tel. He's going to be doing visuals on the screen for the stage production. But on Friday, after the stage production, there's going to be the two movies. There's going to be Pink Floyd's The Wall and another Pink Floyd. I can't remember the name of the second one as gotcha. Right now, but we'll talk about that later. And we got two tickets to that. So, yeah, it's two separate things, but you can get you could go Friday night and see the stage production and then just stick around and watch the movie and see
They sell beer there, so.
They do sell beer, which is definitely a bonus. Mm-hmm. But we have to get to this show. But before we do, I just wanted to mention, I'm going to play an artist here. His name is Big John Bates. And just a couple days ago, someone ended up robbing his van out at the False Creek Marina.
No way.
And it had all their CDs and their LPs, and they got away with a lot of their stuff. So if you're around town and someone's trying to sell you a Big John Bates Bangtown or any of his albums, and it's not at one of the official Big John Bates merch booths, then I encourage you to call the police, because, you know, as independent artists such as Big John and some others, when you lose your CDs like that, it can be, and those are what you make your money at the shows. So yeah, it can be devastating. So if you do see some Big John Bates CDs around and they're not being sold by one of the voodoo dolls or Big John Bates himself, then please phone the police. I don't say phone the police very often, but definitely on that one, because we want to get his CDs back to him.
Mm.
Also on tonight's show, we're going to do some international music. We do have Winter Mitts coming up a bit later, but I do have some music actually courtesy of Little Miss Risk, who around her tours of Europe with Big John Bates has brought me back some interesting music. So I have some music from Italy tonight, some German, from France, there's even North Carolina, Minnesota, and even a guy from Canada, on top of getting to Winter Mitts and some other things.
It was funny, you sent me a link to a Hungarian rapper by the name of Speak. So if anybody has not seen this, check out Speak, the Hungarian rapper, on YouTube, and it's pretty interesting, actually. So
it is.
That's just, you know, talking about around the world, and
if you want to have a good laugh, it's kind of it's so serious.
I don't
it's
know.
Funny.
Is it?
I think it's serious.
Yeah, I think
I do
so
think
too.
It's serious.
It is funny.
It is stuff. So
check it out.
Just
Speak.
YouTube. It's called Speak, or you can just even put in the Hungarian rapper, and it'll pop. So Hungarian rapper, and it's a good watch, whether you think it's serious or not. All right. When we come back, we got Paul Anthony of Paul Anthony's Talent Time. A little bit later, we have Winter Mitts doing an acoustic set. But for now, I wanted to play Big John Bates from his newest album, Bangtown. Remember, if you see any of those CDs not being sold by their crew, contact them and get them in trouble. So here he is. It's the title track from Big John Bates' Bangtown. This is Bangtown. Yeah.
on time. We'll drag you out late the hell's night.
It's almost time for CATR's fourth annual fund drive. From Thursday, November 12th to Thursday, November 26th, we'll be raising money for operations, studio upgrades, and equipment purchases for the station. This year, we're inviting listeners to own your frequency. CATR is seeking to fill the airways with the names, voices, and ideas of listeners who help us raise this year's goal of $24,000. So remember to support CATR during this important annual fund drive.
This is the story of Thomas the Happy Skeleton. Once upon a time, in a town not too far from your own, there lived a skeleton named Thomas. Thomas was different from other skeletons. Thomas was happy. The other skeletons didn't know what to make of Thomas. He had always been a little different, and that frightened the other skeletons. Thomas never thought of himself as different. Why, he liked many things the other skeletons liked. He liked the skeleton games, he liked racing bone cars, and he liked wandering the cemeteries at night. But still, the other skeletons were unsure, because Thomas was happy, and that was not the skeleton way. The other skeletons used to tease and taunt poor Thomas, and sometimes in the dead of night, you could hear Thomas as he cried softly into the wind. One night, as Thomas wandered the cemetery, he came across a crying child. Slowly, Thomas approached the child and tapped him on the shoulder.
"Why do you cry, child?"
he asked.
"Because tonight is Halloween and I don't have any candy."
"Was it Halloween?"
Thomas wondered. Of course it was. That is why none of the other skeletons had made fun of him today. They were all out trying to scare the people of the town. You see, Halloween is a special day for skeletons. It is the only day they are allowed to leave the cemetery, and Thomas had plumb forgotten.
Why, child, why are you not with the other children, and where is your costume?
Asked Thomas.
I am an orphan, replied the child, and I don't have any money to afford a costume. The other children make fun of me because I am so poor.
This made Thomas very upset because he knew what it was like to be made fun of.
Come with me, child. Tonight we will get you some candy.
Thomas took the child by the hand and led him towards the town square. When they got to the first house, Thomas said to the boy,
You stand behind me and get ready to catch candy.
Thomas walked up the steps and knocked on the first door.
Just a moment,
came a sweet reply. Thomas waited for his moment, and as the door slowly slid open, he yelled in the most devilish voice,
Trick or treat!
A panic scream came from the door as candy flew into the air. It was though a giant piñata had been broken, and candy rained down upon the two of them like a storm. The child laughed with glee as he hurried to collect all the split candy. Thomas looked at the child so happy and carefree, and it warmed his heart. Thomas led the child from house to house that night, scaring person after person until their pockets were full and they could laugh no longer. Thomas led the child back to the child's house that night.
Thank you, Mr. Skeleton. You made my Halloween the bestest ever.
That night, Thomas returned to the cemetery a changed skeleton. He was still the happy skeleton he had always been, but now he understood the other skeletons as well. From that day on, Thomas slowly started to get along with the other skeletons better. And although they were grumpy and he was happy, they began to understand each other. And every Halloween after that, Thomas would meet up with the child he had helped, and they would go trick-or-treating together. The end.
Legendary Kid Combo from Italy here on Cab Radio 101.9 FM CITR.ca.
You talking to me?
That's all you get.
That's all you get. That's all you give me?
Not until we introduce the man who's sitting beside me.
All right. Well, that's part of it. We're doing some international music tonight. So they're from Italy. We also got some German, French, and some American music coming up. So that's going to be a lot of fun. As well as Wintermitt's going to be doing an acoustic set. Three other members are here. We got some Glockenspiel action, some accordion action coming up. So that's pretty exciting. Plus a sex show interview I did, and some free tickets to Pink Floyd's The Wall, the film, Friday night at midnight. But now I'd like to welcome in the studio the host of Paul Anthony's Talent Time, Paul Anthony.
Hello.
I thought I'd play that song for you, Paul, because it was called The Ghost of Old Tom Petty. And we're still on a little bit of Halloween. We had that ghost story there. And
nice.
You have your Talent Time coming up. You had last month off, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you were on the phone with us a little while ago talking about your show at the Rio. Now, I got to ask you about that Rio show just quickly before we get to the Halloween special. Did you plan on taking your pants off? Or was that just because the mic was getting all screwy on you?
The mic just got all screwy.
Okay, so the pants off was just...
I was there for that, too.
What do you do when you don't have the microphone, anything else?
I was like, is Paul all of a sudden getting into boylesque?
I wonder if that's how it started. The mic, mics just didn't work at a club, and people didn't know what to do, and so they just took their clothes off.
They're like, man, get out there. Take your clothes off. It's funny when a guy does it.
Yeah.
It's sexy when a girl does it, but it's funny when a guy does it.
Yeah.
What did you think of Where the Wild Things Are? Now, you mentioned when you're hosting that. Now, was that true? Did your mom really read it to you?
Yeah.
That's so sweet.
I called her. That's very nice. I was doing. I was hosting the midnight premiere of Where the Wild Things Are, and that I'd kind of forgotten the story. And she picked it up and she said she read it to me. And she did actually read it to me twice too. Then later she's like, "Do you want me to read it to you again?" It's like, "Yeah, I do." It was kind of nice.
I guess what some people didn't realize, like you were mentioning when you're hosting, that it's like a book of what is it? Like 10 sentences or something like that?
And yeah.
Now, what did you think of the movie?
I really liked it. I thought it actually held true to the story.
To the line of the story. Me too.
That kid was so good.
That
was pretty
hard. Angelic well face. Yeah. And I loved how the monsters, they were always seeping. Did you notice that? How like even some of their nose and eyes, there was always something that was seeping from them. So that was
when
a lot
I was
of fun.
Watching it and watching the little kid, I was like, Spike Jones must be talking to him. And then I read later that he had a earpiece and that Spike Jones was like talking him through, different emotions and different stuff. And you can really see it. Yeah.
That's amazing. It's funny how they get kids to act.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess Brando did that back in the day when he started to forget some of his lines.
He got lines.
You get lines fed into his ears. Maybe not how to act.
Direction, but same kind of thing.
Same kind of just how they speak to you. The little kids are always so interesting to see how they react to things because they have such more access to their imagination generally than
it's cool.
Most adults.
I saw a little interview with the girl from The Exorcist. Who played was freaking out, and how the director was trying to get her to say like the, because I don't know if you've seen The Exorcist.
Yeah, when she's fucking the crucifix, what did he say?
Well, he's just like it was funny. I showed it, and he's just sitting there going, it's gonna be okay. You're allowed to say these things right now, and you don't want to say these outside of here, but it's okay right now. Everybody in here is gonna understand, and just like trying to talk her into it, and just tell her that it was all okay. It was really
what was
cool,
the line like.
Wasn't
there a pussy word in there or something?
Wasn't the crucifix and she was like, fuck me, Jesus, or something? Fuck me with the...
I don't know. It's worth seeing again, though, for that.
Because she was, she was like 10 or something like that?
I think she was about 13.
Oh, okay. So she
12, 13.
A little bit more concept, maybe, but still.
Still pretty young to be saying that sort of stuff and
fuck me, Jesus.
Doing those scenes. So,
So you got your Halloween special
tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Yep.
And
I don't want Halloween to end, Teddy. I
know, that's what we were talking about.
Yeah.
We just keep on going.
Yeah.
Keep on going with Halloween. But you're a big Halloween fan, so you kind of had to, right?
Yeah, I like it. And generally, all holidays, I don't really realize they're happening till like they're already over. So I thought, like, why not stretch this one out? Stretch it out.
Exactly. And you got a pretty good lineup. Who are some of...
Really good lineup. And just added an hour ago is this magician, Vitaly, who is a production assistant on the show, this kid. And he's just like, I want you to see my magic.
Vitaly Jones?
No, Beckham.
Vitaly Beckham?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know him?
I was in talks with him. He was going to come maybe do something on the show.
Oh, but, no way.
We couldn't really figure out something that would translate over
just,
radio.
He's a cool kid who's been, like, helping, like, production assisting, like, the show and stuff. And he's like, oh, I want to be on the show. I want to be on the show. And I'm like, yeah. You know, and he gave me this DVD, and I finally watched it. And I was like,
he's got some
wow.
good stuff.
Yeah, he's like,
it's really good.
I'm like, yeah, you're not bad. Okay, you're on. You're on, kid. You get the big time now.
Yeah, that's cool.
So he's going to do some magic. Fat Joe Satan's going to play some music. Gerald Geraldton, the horror comic, is going to do some horror comedy. Cam McLeod from Man Hussy is doing this awesome werewolf comedian bit. It's so good. I don't want to give it away, but yeah, it's so good.
So talent. What is Talent Time for people that don't know?
Like, is an old school variety show, like focusing on like novelty acts and like comedy and stuff.
And when you go to pick out your acts, like you said, he has an awesome, awesome act. Do you have to see them before, or do you?
I like to.
Yeah,
I've a couple times I've put stuff on blind, and it wasn't really a good idea.
So they come and sort of audition for you, or they send you videos or something.
I just like the idea of them so much that I'm like, well, you know what? We'll just see what happens.
Yeah.
Sometimes, but it's never really a good idea.
No. I found that with hosting the open mic night, too. Sometimes you get some people down there blindly that you didn't listen to.
Because yours was a talent night, so you kind of got them set up, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't a true open mic.
I mean,
it kind of was.
One of the last shows that I did, I found this couple that were either a husband-wife accordion duo that I found doing polka music at a farmer's market in Burnaby. And I just heard, like, I was hearing something while I was coming in, and then they were done playing. And they were just sitting there in their vests with their accordions, and I just looked at them, and I was like, yes, please, I want you on the show. But I really hadn't heard their music yet. And so I got them on the show, and then in the tech rehearsal was the first time I actually heard them.
Really?
So, yeah, so I have got people a couple times kind of blind, but I was just like, this is awesome. Husband-wife accordion duo.
Yes.
Even if it's not that good, it's still going to be good.
Yeah. Well, we had a band on last week. We weren't sure what they were going to bring, but they said, so I took a chance, and actually being really, really good.
It was awesome.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, I listened to the podcast after, and it came across really well.
Sweet. We're going to take a quick break right
no.
now.
No.
Yes. We're going to pay some bills.
Can I dedicate my interview to the Winter Mitts in the green room?
We're going to come back with you.
I just want to give them a shout out in the green room. I know it's lonely in there.
I know it's cold and lonely.
Hey, guys.
One of them's
miss
sick.
You.
So they're going to be coming up. We're going to talk a little bit more with you.
Okay, cool.
We're just going to pay some bills here at CITR.
Yeah.
Going to talk about some tutoring.
Are you a UBC student taking first-year economics, math, chemistry, or physics?
That stuff is hard.
Are you feeling like you need some tutoring? That's okay, because the AMS offers free and appointment tutoring for students in these subjects.
Whoa! How does it work?
It's on a first-come, first-served basis, and there's no need to sign up. Just show up with your books and your questions.
Whoa! When does it happen?
Monday to Thursday from 3 to 7 at the Sub Pacific Spirit Cafeteria, located beside the Starbucks.
Whoa! A+, here I come.
You want some more of this, bitch? Bitch. We could do this all year long.
I'm just a regular, everyday, normal motherfucker.
I told you in the first song, I'll tell you in another.
I'm just a regular, everyday, normal motherfucker.
I don't have a girlfriend, my hand's my only lover.
I'm just a regular, everyday, normal motherfucker.
One night a week, my mom likes to cook me supper.
I'm just a regular, everyday, normal motherfucker.
And Michael Keaton was my favorite Batman. I was walking down the street just the other day. I saw these two fine bitches, they were walking my way. Yo, what you girls doing tonight is what I wanted to say. But suddenly I panicked, my voice started to shake. So I put my head down and I just walked away. I had a bus to catch anyway, it worked out great. Got on the bus, put my headphones on and pressed play. Sheryl Crow, James Blunt, and motherfucking Ace of Base. Yo, what can I say? It's just a day in my life. I'm up early in the morning, in bed early at night. To be productive at work, I gotta be well rested. Yeah, motherfucker, you heard what I just
I'm
said.
I'm just a regular, everyday, normal motherfucker.
I don't like margarine, I much prefer the taste of butter.
I'm just a regular, everyday, normal motherfucker.
My favorite movies as a kid were Superman and Ghostbusters.
I'm just a regular, everyday, normal motherfucker.
I have a hard time opening my eyes underwater.
I'm just a regular, everyday, normal motherfucker.
And I'm not a huge Nicolas Cage fan. I'm from a low
a middle class family. Me and my brothers and sisters played hide and seek. I have good memories from my childhood, bitch. My favorite toy was my fucking fire truck, bitch. I used to play with that motherfucker all day long until I learned about sex from the Sears catalog. And then I play with my motherfucker all day long, about 10 times a day, man, all year long. My favorite song, motherfucker, I don't like to admit it, is a Celine Dion song from the movie Titanic. Every night in my dreams, I see you, I feel you. Every time I hear that fucking shit, a tear comes to my eye. Why the fuck did Leonardo DiCaprio have to die? No, I'm not afraid to say that I'm a sensitive guy. Sticks and stones break my bones, but it's the words that make me cry. Like that time in grade 3 when a girl called me stupid face. She really hurt me. Why'd she call me stupid face? Is my face stupid? How's that even possible? A person can be stupid, but a face, that's impossible. Shit happens all the time, and you learn how to deal with it. Regular, everyday, normal fucking bullshit.
I'm just a regular, everyday, normal motherfucker.
When I get into a fight, I usually leave on a stretcher.
I'm just a regular, everyday, normal motherfucker.
When I got nothing to say, I usually talk about the weather.
I'm just a regular, everyday, normal motherfucker.
I like the first Back to the Future, but the second one was better.
I'm just a regular, everyday, normal motherfucker.
I like red peppers better than the green ones.
Ooh, saving up my money to go buy a new dishwasher. Mine broke about 6 months ago, motherfucker. Go, 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 shawty, it's your birthday. Go party like it's your birthday. I wasn't invited, but it's okay. I'll just stay at home and play some video games.
Everyday normal guy, Jean LaJoie.
Part two.
No, I said it wrong.
You said it wrong.
See, Jean LaJoie.
You're getting my disease where you get people's names wrong.
I just saw it like the other day. It was on some interview with him, and he's like, I am Jean LaJoie.
And it's CanCon, too. He's from Montreal.
Yeah, he's so great. Got a new song out, WTF Collective.
Yeah.
Funny one. Check it out, YouTube.
And he finally, well, he has what? Everyday Normal Guy 1, 2, and then The Crew, right?
Everyday,
so there's three
crew
of them.
Yeah.
We're here on Cap Radio 101.9 FM. We have, what do we have tonight? We have some free tickets to give away a little bit later, just around the upcoming events section of the show at about midnight in about 22 minutes. So the number to call for those tickets to Pink Floyd's The Wall, the movie, Friday at 11:55 at the Rio will be 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. You can also catch us online at CITR.ca. If you missed the show or any of the shows, you can go on that website under shows, find us, and you can download any of those podcasts anytime the next day after about noon when I get up. It's a good source to listen to shows. You can even just listen to them live right there. You don't even have to download them onto your computer. So it's really good to listen to any of the shows here at CITR. And we do have a funding drive coming up in a couple weeks. So make sure you tune in for some of the special programming that'll be during that time, because we're going to be giving away some prizes. We're going to be having some special programming here at the station. It's our annual fundraising drive to raise money for stuff like mics. we need some new couches. Maybe if you even donate a couch, one of them and there's pretty dirty.
One of them's made like stuffed with newspaper.
Yeah, I know.
It's gross. I sat on it. I was like,
weird.
We need a little bit more cash flow here.
Help us out, people.
You know,
please.
Arts funding cuts, and
we're all getting sick here. There's just
we need some antibacterial mics that will automatically. No, but we do. We will be having some special programming, so stay tuned for some of that. I think we'll be doing a couple 2-hour specials here at Cab Radio. I think I just told E-Rock that right now. So we're going to be here late those times, just so you know. That voice you heard just a moment ago was Paul Anthony.
He's
the host of Paul Anthony's Talent Time. Tomorrow night at the Biltmore Cabaret, which is right at the corner of 12th and Kingsway, underneath the Hojo, same place where we talk about kitty nights as well. It's his Halloween special. Halloween is not over. It is going to be scary. There's a minimalist jug band, a horror comic, a wolfman comedian, fat demonic music by Fat Joe Satan, and a pumpkin carving contest.
Fat demonic. And there's a dance troupe.
Yeah, the AG dance crew.
Yeah, they're six like
adorable
little
Asian
adorable
beauties.
Asian women dressed like cats who just dance all over each other. Yeah, it's fierce.
Fierce. Oh, what's the deal with the pumpkin carving contest?
Well, we're going to, anyone who wants to be in it, their name's going to go into a hat and we're going to pull it. I'm not sure how many pumpkins, we're going to have two or three. And they're going to carve during the intermission. And whoever wins, wins the bunch of prizes. And the loser's pumpkin gets destroyed by the winner's baseball bat.
Baseball bat.
Yeah, and then the winners will be displayed for the rest of the show.
Nice. How many winners?
Well, it's gonna be one winner.
One winner.
There might be two. It'll be two or three carvers.
Maybe he'll. Maybe the winner will like one so much he might not smash it. Or does he have to smash it?
Well, I think it's way more fun to smash a pumpkin.
Okay, all right.
You can't invite people down and you're going to smash a pumpkin and not do it.
Well, there's more smashing, too, because your show always has cover charge piñata.
Yeah. Well,
what's cover charge piñata? I mean, it's pretty sounds.
A portion of your cover. Now, tomorrow, it's $8, but it's $6 if you come in costume. And a portion of your cover is thrown into a homemade piñata, and tomorrow it's a big severed head. Nice. And people are take turns whacking the piñata, and loonies and toonies just fly out over the audience and people grab them and you can win your cover back.
I was there one of the times and there was, I think you told this story too, I heard you tell it one time to someone, but someone like came up and just grabbed his $8 and like people don't grab more than
they
kind of keep it for everybody, you know.
Yeah,
you get your $8 back. Mine, like,
yeah,
they're not like just greedy mongrels reaching for
money. That nice. I think it's nice.
And you were telling, or you weren't telling me, your show's a little bit different as well because you actually film it and put it on TV.
Yeah.
So does that, like, when you say 9 p.m. show, is it actually pretty strict on some of those times?
Yeah, I hate shows when they say, like, 9 and they start at 9:30, 9:35.
You're sitting there just like, ah.
It's rude to the people that come on time, so yeah. I start, and people miss them. It's like, well, yeah, you came late. You missed it. Yeah.
How do you find that though when you're trying to sort of do two different, like you're trying to please the live audience, but you also want to make sure you get some cool stuff for the TV? Have you ever run into sort of any problems, or do you find that's pretty seamless flow? Or?
I think we found a happy medium. I mean, I like to, you know, I like to give the audience, you know, 2 hours with an intermission, you know, of like awesome stuff. It's not all going to make the TV,
right? You cut it.
But, you know, like someone might do a 15-minute set and we'll cut their set to like 3 minutes or something. But you really kind of get the best of the best. And I try to make the live show flow. And then, but yeah, while I'm up there, I'm thinking about TV, you know. I just have to because I'm sitting editing it later. So sometimes.
Do you ever find yourself like self-editing?
Not really. Just as far as like making sure that a certain cut's clean or something. Like I think about that, but I don't think about editing. Like
you haven't like redone a thing just so you.
There has been a couple times when I haven't got a, like I called someone's name wrong or something. I go back and do it, but it's kind of, it's done live in the spirit of it. It's fun and stuff.
Now, are you hosting this show, or who's hosting this show?
Yeah, I'm hosting this show.
You're going to be
Count Chocula.
Count Chocula.
Mm, very nice.
Yeah. Okay. And you have a co-host as well, right?
Yeah, Blondtron, DJ Blondtron.
Who's she?
She's a DJ.
DJ.
Yeah, she's hot stuff.
She's
a hot, sexy Somali.
She's played for some pretty cool people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Chaos and Oxy Titsworth. I don't know who they are. I know who Chaos is.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just pretending I know who they are.
Yeah, she's good. She's funny. And so I thought, hey, want to co-host with me? I like bringing guest co-hosts. There's guest co-hosts all the time.
Yeah, you're one of your guys. He's always on those A&W commercials now.
Ryan Beal.
Yeah, he was super funny.
He's so good.
He was, he says dry sense of humor.
Yeah, I would.
He was really good that night.
Yeah, I'd like to bring him back. He's good.
So what else you got planned in the future? Do you have any more? Do you sort of plan too far ahead, or you just try to line them up? Or?
This is the first Wednesday of December is going to be a Christmas show, and I have two Christmas albums. So I'll be playing some stuff from
songs?
My Christmas albums. Yeah, nice. And the January is my birthday show. February is the 2-year anniversary show. So it all just they're all special. So
coming down the line.
What's your favorite act that you've seen on the show?
Favorite act?
Or seen on the TV or on the internet, www.talenttime.tv.
I really liked the one with the guy, the magician.
Oh,
he put like her phone in a jar.
Yeah, that was crazy.
And then like phoned a friend, and I don't know. Some of that stuff was
creepy. He works for Chris Angel. He quit now. But he works with a bunch of other magicians. He was, last time I talked to him, he was in New York because he was working with a magician on Conan.
Oh, really?
So he does, yeah, he does a lot of shit.
Yeah, that guy, that, those were just, that was just kind of freaky. And then he nailed something into his
nose, he nailed nail into his nose. And then him walking in the audience with that knife and trying to find the balloon with a blindfold on.
Oh, yeah, and then...
Jesus.
And he got it.
Yeah.
Well, of course.
He's good.
That would have been a whole other show if he didn't.
Yeah.
What was he doing? Just going around and stabbing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just, yeah, like, he's just like, yeah, he's just like stabbing into the audience.
And I liked your bit that you did with the wrestler, Johnny Mack.
Or, Scotty
Mack, yeah. The like pre-recorded stuff you did out in the thing, that was pretty funny.
Got into the wrestling ring and stuff. And then, unbeknownst to anyone, his arch nemesis showed up at the real show and put him in a big body slam right on the Biltmore stage.
Thrown into that steel cage.
Yeah, blood.
That was just after they put those steel cages in.
Yeah.
And I remember you telling me all about that.
Yeah. Because Paul went flying back and like smashed, and they just put him in. Because if they hadn't have been there, you probably would have gone straight through the curtain into the dressing room.
Yeah, that was Hugh Fokowski, and yeah, he went he went flying, hit the thing. Too bad because he hadn't been around in a couple of years, like 3 years or something.
Has he recovered?
I haven't heard from him.
No,
I think he's still
in the hospital.
I think he's gone.
He had to get out of town.
That was his final show.
Oh, what's coming up for you? You were just at TIFF as well, Toronto International Film, for a couple of your movies.
Yeah.
Suck,
with, yeah.
Who's in...
Iggy Pop. Alice Cooper.
Nice. How was it working with those guys? Was it
They were great.
Fun?
Yeah, they were cool guys.
Did you grow up like really loving those guys?
I've always... like, Iggy's been like a hero of mine. Like, I love his performance style. I love his... like, he's a smart guy, too. I've always... you know, I'll see an interview with him after, and I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah, plus, he's partied so hard his whole life.
He's partied so hard.
He's still, like, kicking it.
Just, he's a cool guy. I like that guy.
Cool. All right, well, that's better than that.
Yeah, you're tired? A little exhausted?
No, no. The Halloween special, Talent Time, tomorrow night at the Biltmore Cabaret.
Yeah, people want to see what it's about. Please go to the website, talenttime.tv, because, you know, we shoot it for TV, so we got lots of video, lots of stuff to check out.
And we didn't even say where it was on TV.
Novus TV.
Novus TV?
It's a channel. You have to, if you have never heard of it, then you don't have it.
Yeah, so I've never heard of it.
Can I ask a quick question here? Just before we kind of
wrap up. Come on.
Yeah, I guess I did say quick. On the show now, I have to say I haven't seen it.
How dare you?
I know. I do apologize. However, is there some sort of, like, do you play games on there? Or, because I was thinking, is there something that we, the three of us, could do in studio?
So, I haven't seen the show, but what do you do on the show? Is that your question?
Kind of, yeah. But more along the lines of, is there anything that we, the three of us, can do?
Watch the show. You can watch the show,
you rock. You can judge my talent here.
Take a number.
All right. I'll send you my MP3. Maybe I can come on the Christmas special.
Yeah, keep working on the demo tape.
What's that?
That's on the demo tape, isn't it?
So that's
wow.
I'm working on my.
So is that a negative?
Christmas,
we don't get to do something from like some little.
You really got to impress me here.
Well, see, that's what I mean. I don't know, like, what am I supposed to do?
Go home, watch the show.
Talenttime.tv.
I'm going to do that now. I'm going to. So I'm done. Right. I'm not going to try anymore.
That's it. Talent Time tomorrow night at the Biltmore Cabaret, 12th and Kingsway.
Get juiced. Watch some hype videos. Go to talenttime.tv. Watch some hype videos.
And the show starts at 9.
Yep.
Doors are at 8, so the show actually starts at 9. $8, but 6 if you're in costume.
Yep.
And it says,
and that $6
you can't
bucks
just
you can
wear
win
a hat
back.
And say you're hat guy.
No. And that $6 you can win back with the cover charge pinata, so don't be a cheap bastard.
Come on out, Biltmore Cabaret, tomorrow night, Talent Time, the Halloween special.
Sexy girls, spooky ghosts.
Ooh. And as we head out, we're going to go back into some world music. This is a band from Hamburg, Germany called Hoodoo Girl, and this is their song, Mon Amour.
Thanks, guys.
Good one. That is my favorite.
You like that one? The silence?
We'll be right back. You'll ever see, particularly on a record album. Here he is, the great Gonzo!
Oh, thank you very much. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, I will eat a rubber tire to the music of the Flight of the Bumblebee. Music, maestro.
Thank you, Gonzo, for another unique theatrical experience.
Tuesday mornings on CITR from 8 to 10 a.m. It's the Suburban Jungle Show with your radio host, DJ Jack Velvet. Thrills, chills, excitement, and music. That's the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can also catch this show, streaming and podcast, at www.jackvelvet.net. Don't miss the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesdays 8 to 10, 101.9 FM, CITR.
As I twist the mic around, that is Wintermitz, or three of the members anyways, here in studio, here on CITR's newest radio show, Cabaret Radio, Tuesday nights at 11. I'd like to welcome to the studio, we have Lise and Tina and Swan over there on that melodic instrument, the Glockenspiel. The famed Glockenspiel is here, live in studio. Finally, it just made its appearance here. And we've talked about it. If you remember way back on episode 2, Swan was here talking about Kitty Nights. She does a sound there with us at Kitty Nights, and she talked about the Glockenspiel. Welcome to the show. I'm going to put these mics a little bit closer. You're sick. I mean, I don't want you to talk. You get the mic all sick. Lise, why don't you come a little bit closer?
Yeah, for sure.
And Welcome to the show. That was, what was that song called?
That one was called Oceans Apart.
Oceans Apart. Yeah. And is that from one of your albums, or is it...
No, it's actually not recorded, and this is probably the first recording of it.
Nice. So, the premiere here on the show.
Yeah, on CITR.
Is that going to be on your new album?
I think so, yeah.
Are you guys working on a new album right now?
Somewhat,
yeah.
We're just trying to be inspired and gather up some songs and maybe go in the springtime into the studio.
Into the studio?
Yeah.
You just shot a music video as well, didn't you?
We did.
Has that come out yet?
It hasn't.
It's blue screen, right?
Natasha, green screen with green Natasha screen. Lee. She's a local motion graphics designer and director, and she just is working on it at the moment.
And your album out right now is called Heirloom.
Yeah.
And they can get that on iTunes. They can also... the thing you don't get in iTunes, though, is that you look inside and there's tomato seed.
There's some heirloom tomatoes.
Now you can tell how much of a green thumb I am. Mine is still in there. Mine's still in my case. Tell us a little bit, why the tomatoes?
I think we just... rolled with some ideas, and Heirloom came up, and then we kind of brainstormed what we wanted the album to look like, and we thought, maybe, hey, why don't we do it like a seed packet? So we then brainstormed some more and decided that we'd actually find seeds to insert into all the albums, and we did 500 all hand screened and done by our a member, David Manzel, and we got in contact with Salt Spring Seeds on Salt Spring Island, and they donated a bunch of seeds for the project. And the tomatoes, I grew some in my garden this summer, and they actually turned out really well. So,
have you had anyone show up at your shows and like give you some tomatoes?
No, but I had someone email me not too long ago from Montreal saying that they actually grew in Montreal, because we wanted something that would grow across the country or in the United States, even though we're not supposed to send them over there. But.
Oh, yeah. Careful. Careful. Careful when you send seeds to the States. They'll get you. We're going to come back in
the rebel side of Winterman.
Yeah. Tomato seeds. What's in those seeds? Or what were those seeds from
seed
The
bombs.
Simpsons where it was tobacco?
Tobacco.
Tobacco and tomato seeds fused together with nuclear energy.
Yeah.
We have to get to some upcoming events, but we're going to come back with Winter Mitts in just a minute. But first, we're going to pay some more bills at CITR, and then we're going to come back. We'll also have some prizes to give away at the end of upcoming events. So stick around for that, because I have two tickets to The Wall. The number you're going to want to call is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR, and people in the studio can't win them. We'll be right back after this. Oh, no.
PR, and we have a 20-minute field recording of a tumluku, which is a Bosnian instrument which can only be played when you have a pierced scrotum and three kids who have been killed by a landmine. It's unlistenable radio! You understand me?
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Totally listenable radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to the world's most magnificent
show. Yeah, we got a problem. Seems the bearded lady and the elephant man were having an affair and ran off together, and somehow all the animals got free. I don't know.
Well, what do we do now?
This is upcoming events with Teddy Smooth.
Okay, starting off Wednesday night, it is Talent Time. We just talked with Paul Anthony of Paul Anthony's Talent Time. Check it out this Wednesday at the Biltmore Cabaret. Doors are at 8, show is at 9 p.m. sharp. There's all sorts of cool stuff. Some comics, there's a demonic music, there's a pumpkin carving contest. So check that out tomorrow night at the Biltmore Cabaret, just underneath the Hojo on 12th and Kingsway. Also starting Thursday is going to be the Taboo Naughty But Nice Sex Show. I still have that interview I'm going to play in a little bit later in the show. That gets underway Thursday afternoon at 5. If you haven't been, it's fun. You go check out. You can get some free samples of, you know, condoms and lube and You can go see the dungeon room that's not really dungeon-y because it's got blow-up gargoyles. But it's fun. It's a good... Check it out if you haven't seen it. It's going to be the Taboo Naughty But Nice Sex Show, and that's at the Vancouver Convention Center downtown. Also, Thursday night is the opening night of Pink Floyd's The Wall, live at the Rio Theater Stage. You can check that out at brownpapertickets.com. They also have a special for opening night where it's 2-for-1 if you're one of their online Facebook friends, so you can check that out. That's going to be running November 5th through the 14th at the Rio Stage, so you have 2 weeks to see it, but if you're an opening night kind of freak, you can check it out. It starts on Thursday. That's at the Rio Theater. A little bit later on that night at the Railway Club, Memoirs, I don't even know if I'm saying that right, Memoirs, 10th issue, Adaptation. they're a magazine, but the reason I mention it is because a band that's in the studio right now, Winter Mitts, is going to be there, as well as MT40 and the Creaking Planks. They'll be playing. I hear the Creaking Planks aren't even going on until midnight, so it's going to be a great show. The Railway is always a lot of fun. Winter Mitts, Creaking Planks, can't lose there. That's going to be doors at 8:30 and show probably around 8:30, 9 o'clock, I would imagine. When are you guys going on?
9:40.
What's that?
9:40.
So if you want to catch Winter Mitts, make sure you... Okay, the phone's ringing, but I can't answer it because I'm doing an upcoming event, so call back in a minute. Thank you. Thank you, phone. Also, Friday, we were talking about it. Pink Floyd's The Wall, but the movie... it's going to be Friday night at 11:55 at the Rio, as well as Pink Floyd's Live at Pompeii. I guess that's a... when they played live at the amphitheater in Pompeii. Imagine that. So we have 2 tickets to give away to that. So right after upcoming events ends, phone, and we will get you some tickets, 604-822-2487. I have 2 tickets to go see the movie The Wall at 11:55. And also Sunday nights, because... Doug and Burgundy, the professor, are both in The Wall. The Starlet Harlots are taking over Kitty Nights. E-Rock, would you mind getting the phone there? It's beeping off. Kitty Night presents the Starlet Harlot takeover at Kitty Nights. It's going to be all the girls, Pheromones, Miss Via Rose, K2 Couture, Lola Frost, Villainy Loveless, and a special guest host will be the Sass-tastic Crystal Precious. Go-Go by Calamity Kate, and I'm going to be there playing some tunes. So check that out. That's Sunday at the Biltmore Cabaret. 9 p.m. is showtime. That's about it for upcoming events this week.
We have our winner on the phone, Mr. Smooth.
Well, how can we have a winner when I didn't even say call yet?
You said right after.
Okay. Did they just phone?
They just phoned.
All right. You just phoned.
It was finished. That was it for upcoming events.
Well, we got our winner. Who is it?
Why don't you bring them on the air?
Okay. Can we?
Yeah. They sound like they have a lot of energy.
Okay.
Well, tell you that much.
You want to put them on hold?
I'm gonna put you on hold there, caller, and we're gonna bring you through.
This is exciting. We're live. Hello?
She-Ra! I'm looking for She-Ra.
I'm here, baby!
Awesome.
Hello. Hello, listener.
Hello.
How are you?
Well, I'm fabulous if you're telling me I got tickets to The Wall.
I would just ask if you could turn down your radio a little bit. We're getting a little bit of feedback.
Yeah, I know, but I really like listening to you.
Well, you, I know, but it sounds better.
I think you like listening to yourself.
What's your name, sweetheart?
Oh, please, make up a name.
Okay.
Make up a name.
Do you really want these tickets?
Yeah, I really... Well, I've been dialing for hours, for God's sake. I even had to Google you to find out how I could get back online and call in and get these tickets. Because, like, I mean, you know, you only said the number once.
Well, if you had been listening to the show, you would have known I said it about 5 times. But that's okay, listener. I appreciate you. I appreciate you phoning and being part of Cab Radio this week.
At least your listener's listening.
That makes a lot of sense.
It does. It does. So do I win?
You do win.
What do I win?
You win 2 tickets. I love how you called in to win and you don't know what you're winning. You have 2 tickets to Pink Floyd's The Wall, the movie, at 11:55 on Friday night, the midnight show.
Fabulous.
Thank you for phoning.
I didn't even have to answer a skill testing question?
You just had to phone at the end of upcoming events, and you did that.
What is Teddy Smooth's weight?
Jesus. Is that summer or winter weight? Because I'm a little bit heavier right now.
Hey, I got an idea.
Yes?
Could you guys talk in your best girly voices for me?
Well, we will when we do our chick show when Thena Smooth and She-Rock appear. But for now, we have to get back to this show.
Oh, fair enough.
Thank you for so much.
Don't let me stop you.
Okay, I won't. Thank you so much for phoning, listener.
Oh, my God, it's been a pleasure.
Good to see you. That was our listener. She wanted me to make up a name for her. I wasn't able to find out her
Kofax.
Name. But Sandy Koufax, the pitcher?
Sure.
Let's get back to the show. We're here live in studio. We have the band Winter Mitts here, or some of them. We have, who do we have? We have Lees over there. She's got red hair.
Yeah.
We have Tina with an accordion, and she has brown hair. And we have Swan, who's kind of got dirty blondish brown hair, because she's a dirty bird, over on the Glockenspiel. Let's hear. We're here listening to some live acoustic music here in CR. So let's get to another song. It's interesting to put a face to a voice because I've heard your CD for so long. finally have them in the studio. Wintermitts, their album Heirloom is out right now. You can get it in various stores around town. And you can also get it online in iTunes. And you can go to your website. It's wintermitts.com, right?
Yeah. And then we have a Facebook page.
And a MySpace page.
Listen to everything.
Who's in charge of doing all the all that stuff? Do you have a creative person, or is one of you the...
I usually take care of a lot of it, and Swan does some updates.
Anyone
well.
Who speaks French.
Yeah.
Who speaks French in your group?
Both Swan
I know
and
Swan.
I.
You speak French as
yeah.
well?
Yeah.
Bilingual. Tina understands.
And you understand?
I just listen to their conversations.
Yeah. And I didn't know
and that I just nod my head. I disagree with everything they say, really.
Well,
so when you're touring and you don't want the rest of the band to understand, you just speak code, which is French.
That's what I speak. Well, I speak not that well of French anymore, but when we were in Australia, me and my buddies used it as our secret language because everyone else, all the other Europeans and stuff, had like four languages each,
yeah.
and no one seemed to know French. So when we wanted people, either we'd speak really fast like this so no one would understand it and we couldn't understand it because they couldn't understand English very well, or... But that got kind of annoying after a while, so we just started speaking in French, and other than a few French girls we met along the way, no one could understand what we were saying. Yeah. All our deep, dark Australian secrets. Voulez-vous danser au lit?
Danser.
We have Lise and Tina and Swan here, and we're going to get to one more of your tracks.
All right, here's a French one.
Ooh, exciting.
Bonjour.
Called Coutois. It actually is about going to sleep with some. Or sorry, I said too much. It's about romance.
The dirty side of Wintermitts.
Dirty mitts after dark.
The Wintermitts. Okay, hit it, Tina.
Wintermitts here live acoustic set here in studio with some of the members. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thanks.
That was nice. That's my first experience with a glockenspiel.
And a nice
it's
one.
It's very loud.
I lineup.
It's quite the sound to it. Just quickly, what is a glockenspiel anyways, in case no one knows what we're talking about?
It's like a xylophone, but with steel keys.
And where does it come from? Why is it called glockenspiel?
Glockenspiel means singing bells.
Singing in what language? In German?
Yes.
Germans invented it?
Probably they invented everything, so...
They did?
I think so.
Okay.
It's also called orchestra bells.
Orchestra bells.
Yeah.
Hmm. Is that like these days we call it a clownfish, even though it's really called like a Latin name? So we just call it orchestra bells because...
No, I think the two names are like official.
So. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Both names are official. Either the...
Official.
Glockenspiel live in studio. And thank you very much for coming in and playing for us.
Thanks for having us.
That's been a lot of fun. Wintermitt's, their album Heirloom, is in stores now. It sounded like a commercial. Or you can check them out on iTunes as well. Tons of great songs on that album, so check it out. And if you buy it in store, you even get a free tomato seed to plant in your garden next year. It says the seeds are good for 3 years, so I still got 2 more years to use mine. So hopefully. Wintermitts, thanks very much. Right now, we're going to get back to our world music explosion. All through the show, we've been playing some music from around the world. We had legendary Kid Combo. He was from Italy. We had Hoodoo Girl from Germany and King Automatic from France. Right now, we're going to go to the States, actually, down to California. And this guy is called the Voodoo Organist, and this is his song, Inferno, here on Cab Radio 101.9 FM. Just joking. I was gonna play Dan's awesome new song by Wintermitts, and then we're gonna get to the Voodoo Organist. You get one more.
Cars, you put me under. You Hi, this is Audie from Broken Bones, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And all I'm going to say to you is, fuck off and go. Ah!
Inferno by the Voodoo Organist from California on CITR 101.9 FM Cabot Radio.
FM.
We've been playing some international music tonight. That was from California. We had this little King Automatic from France a little bit earlier. And just live in studio, we had Winter Mitts.
Who also sang in French and English.
Yes,
you can catch... us along with that worldly escapade that we were taking with music.
Very much so. And on their album Heirloom, you can find some French songs as well. Mm-hmm. Also snuck in another one there from their album that was actually called Dan's Awesome New Song. So that was you wouldn't have got that one on acoustic because there was a few more instruments there. But we had the Glockenspiel live, we had some accordion, it was super fun. We had Paul Anthony's Town Time a little bit earlier. Paul was here.
There was confusion there for a little bit. I was trying to, you know, try to get something to that we could perform here in studio, well, but
we did get my...
Yeah, I couldn't explain myself properly.
Sometimes that happens, you know.
We get excited about the guests that are here.
So excited.
I was excited.
I'm excited about his show, too.
What fun was he?
I'm excited about his show tomorrow night at the Biltmore. And Winter Mitts, they're playing Thursday at the Railway Club. So
nice.
They said they're going on with about 9:40-ish. And then there's going to be the Creaking Planks as well. Railways, I don't know, if you've never been, if you're listening out there, which might be weird if you're listening. That's because it's so late. No, just kidding. The Railway Club, Railway Club is an awesome place to go see some music.
Railway
Club. That's what I call it. Me and my girl called a Wayway Club. Hey, honey, want to go to the Wayway Club? Yeah, they got Twain and everything at the Wayway Club.
I love the Wayway Club.
Oh, geez. Also, Thursday is the start of the sex show. So we're going to play another segment here and get some music. Since we did start the show a little bit late, so we're not quite at our 1 hour and a half mark yet. So this is a sex show interview I did a couple years ago. It was the first time I'd ever been at the sex show, and it was Saturday night. I'd had a few wobbly pops, some road pops, and this was my interview that I conducted, or I went around and talked to a bunch of people. So we'll come back after this, play a few more songs, but this is the sex show interview. Very first time at the Taboo Naughty But Nice Sex Show, starting this Thursday at the Vancouver Convention Center.
I'm here at the sex show. I'm Teddy Smooth. We're here at, what booth is this?
This is the Screaming Chicken Theatrical Society.
She's twirling. She's busy twirling the tassels. It's okay. We'll take a mild break from the interview.
Constantly, constantly, endlessly twirling.
And what's your name?
Divine.
And what do you do?
What do I do? Well, I'm a burlesque dancer, of course.
Burlesque dancer. So we're starting a new show up at
CITR
called Cabaret Radio. What does the word cabaret mean to you?
Cabaret. Well, pasties, of course.
Pasties.
Sexy women, funny men, funny women, too. Singing, dancing, all that stuff.
Song and dance.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Hey, it's Teddy. I'm at the Taboo Naughty But Nice Sex Show. Getting dirty. It's Teddy. I'm live at the sex show. It's my first time here. When I walked in, some girl was putting whipped cream all over her body. And there's people all hooked up to mind machines. It's pretty interesting here at the sex show. Never been before. I'm a sex show virgin. The squirter table and some of the other things here are definitely an interesting sight. It's Saturday night, and we're going to see what people think of the word cabaret. So what does cabaret mean to you?
Entertainment.
For me?
Yeah, for sure.
Welcome and bienvenue. Welcome.
Hey, it's Teddy. I'm at the Taboo Review. 3, 2, 1. Anyone else? Cabaret? What does it mean?
Liza Minnelli.
Hey, yeah, it does mean Liza Minnelli. Does
flashy.
It? Feathers.
Oh! Sparkly.
Yeah, you gotta have some song and dance in there.
Yeah, song
There's
and
gotta
dance.
Be some of this, which doesn't translate to the audio.
Radio that, well.
That was something with the hands on the eyes.
It's the eyes. It's the
eye
very
fluttering.
Accentuated eyelashes fluttering.
That says cabaret to you.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
That's fine.
Okay.
It's whatever you think it is.
Well,
cabaret,
it was.
That's what we're
there's,
trying to
there's
discover.
There's participation in there, too.
Yeah.
There's always audience participation.
So are any of our girls here?
Well, that's my report from the Taboo Naughty But Nice Sex Show. That's my report from the Taboo Naughty But Nice Show. That is just a tongue twister. Real tongue twister. That's why they call me Teddy Smooth. Live from the... Well, that's my report from the Taboo Naughty But Nice Sex Show. Found out what people thought about the word cabaret. Funny men, funny women, Liza Minnelli, all that good stuff. Well, let's get back to Cabaret Radio on
CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Real nice thread. It's about time I got some hide. Hand me them pants, climb inside. Gonna go for it, take a chance. Down some money on leather pants. Pants of me, They're really smooth and they're hot as well as cool. Genuine cowhide around my thighs. Want the best but my legs won't compromise. Now here's the cash, give me the receipt. Wear those pants right out on the street. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Belt above my shoes, wearing some machine that's waterproof. Yeah, they're smooth, look at the sheen. Never gonna ever get out of these. Slap, dust, imagine that. Everyone's trying to touch my pants. And here's I'm doing the twist, mashed potato tango, stomping the flip. Over me as I'm spinning round. Yeah, that's my pants for making that sound. Say for sure, I never could dance till I bought these leather pants. Maybe some boots that look as good as my pants are starting to cook. They're ready to stick when they get hot. One of these days I'm gonna peel them off. Leather pants, leather pants, leather pants, leather pants. Now I got some leather pants. Wear these round my baby today.
Bill and the Creepin'
Bent, all the way from Ontario.
Bang!
As part of our world music, I thought I'd sneak in another Canadian band there. Mm.
Good old CanCon, baby.
Leather pants.
Woo!
Many thanks to Little Miss Risk of the Voodoo Dolls and Big John Bates, along her tour of the world and all their Canadian and American, and they're really popular in Germany as well. She's collected me all this music, so tonight was a... was a showcase of some of that. We had some music from Italy. We had some music from France. We snuck in some North Carolina, some California, all sorts of good stuff. And I just wanted to talk about it at the top of the show. Big John Bates actually just recently had his van broken into, which had a bunch of the CDs and LPs and stuff like that. And so if you're out there and you're see someone selling or you're at a show and it's not one of Big John Bates or one of the Voodoo Girls or an official Big John Bates merch table, then those CDs are probably stolen, so don't buy them. Report them to the police. That'd be much appreciated because for independent artists, you know, that's a lot of money. It's not like they have a lot of people behind that. They're pressing those CDs themselves. So make sure you do that. That's going to be sweet. So many thanks to Little Miss Risk for all that. And stick with the theme. Cab Radio After Dark is coming up, and we have a good one. It's called Well Hung, 20 Funk Rock Eruptions from Beneath Communist Hungary, Volume 1.
It's written about, the whole album was kind of an homage to me, Well Hung.
Okay. Okay.
Awkward.
I want to thank all our guests. We had Wintermits here live. They actually premiered. Did you know that both those songs premiered? It's not even on an album. So many thanks to them for premiering two brand new songs here on Cab Radio. What fun they were. Wintermits. You can check them out Thursday at the Railway Club for their show there. Also, Paul Anthony of Paul Anthony's Talent Time. He was a lot of fun as well. We didn't quite get to the game. It all fell apart.
It did. There's a lot of talking. It was good, though. I unfortunately opened my mouth and said that I
had not
never
seen
the show.
The show, but I didn't want to lie. You know, I didn't want to. I was glad that he didn't turn to me and ask me to tell him my favorite sketch.
That's why I like I like your honesty.
Yeah,
Rock.
Well,
you could have lied.
I could have.
Could have drawn off one of my memories. and I want to thank the Real Theater for giving those tickets away to the listener.
Hello, listener.
The listener.
The one that wanted to be underclothed.
If she's still listening, many thanks to her for phoning in. You have two tickets to Pink Floyd's The Wall, the movie, as well as Pink Floyd Live at Pompeii. It was I found out what it was. It was a live performance they did at the amphitheater in Pompeii. Mm. So that's going to be them just playing their music. So that's going to be super cool. That's Friday at 11:55 at the Rio Theater.
And listener, if you need a date, you sounded cute. I mean, I'm always around.
Eric's... always around.
E-Rock.
E-Rock, sorry. You're only Eric.
Who's Eric?
The announcer.
That guy is only here for the first minute or two of the show, Teddy.
I forgot about that. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Hey, I want to close the show out here. I was talking to a girl the other night, and we were talking about what kind of musicians and what kind of music collectors we are. And she was one of those girls around who really enjoys albums, you know, the whole album. And I was sort of talking about how albums seem to be, unfortunately, other than a few are dying, you know, there's sort of a lot more people are going to sell their music online. They're selling in singles. And the sort of album creation is sort of dying a little bit. Not totally yet. And she was a little bit more of a, a music geek sort of thing, which we love because they keep stuff like that alive. And one of the things I discovered today from an album that I probably would never have discovered from one of these albums that Little Miss Risk gave me is that the hidden track, and we've talked about hidden tracks before.
Yes, we talked about maybe doing a show on
the whole hidden track show. We just have to find enough CanCon hidden tracks. So I wanted to play this song because it was, if I didn't have this album, I wouldn't have this song.
Hmm.
So it's a pretty fun song. It's from the band the Malamondos.
Malamondos?
Yes.
Hmm,
they are from North Carolina.
Of course
and,
they are.
And their album that this is from is called Rocktopussy. There's 15 tracks, but then there's a hidden 16 track that was really a lot of fun. So I'm going to play it for you now. Make sure to stick around for Cabaret After Dark. Make sure to tune in next week because it's our Remembrance Day show, and we're going to be playing all musicians who are dead to remember them. Hooray.
Yes.
And make sure you get those poppies because we forget.
Perhaps something to do with the war.
Yeah, we could play some wartime music. We don't have all the details figured out yet.
In Flanders fields where poppies grow.
Maybe we'll do a live reading. Maybe we'll find someone to do. Maybe we can dunk in tea bags or something to come on.
Some bagpipes in here.
Maybe. You never know. It's always a mystery. That's why I always say there's always a few surprises
there is, here
there on Cab
is
Radio.
Listening.
Thanks for listening. This is Cab Radio every Tuesday night at 11, CITR 101.9, CITR.ca. Check out the podcast at CITR.ca. It's up every day. You can check out any of the old shows. But that's it for us now. Now it's time for...
The Malamondos Rocktopussy.
With their song, their hidden track song... Does she spit or does she swallow?
We all know what we want.
See you next week. Do you like a man? You said I
Austin. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM presents Cabaret Radio. Join host Teddy Smooth as he explores the chimerical, the hysterical, the phantasmagorical world of burlesque and cabaret. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM brings you Cabaret.